This meditation has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered LLC. To find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. Okay, let us begin. Just take a few moments and allow yourself to become very comfortable. Move into a position where you're very relaxed. This meditation is going to be about building your light body. So give yourself a few moments, taking a couple of deep breaths. And allow yourself to begin to relax. With the next breath, move into your heart. Give yourself permission to let go of the outside world and just be in this present moment of time. Nothing else matters. So with each breath, allow the physical body to begin to relax even more now, allowing the rhythm of the heart to begin to slow. And as the heart slows, allow the mind to begin to slow, letting go of all the busyness, letting go of all of the outside thoughts and emotions. Then begin to allow the brain to move into a state of alpha. This will bring your whole body into a greater relaxation. And then with the next breath, allow the brain to slow even more, moving in to the slow brain wave of theta now. Giving yourself permission to receive. We all seek a greater understanding concerning ascension. The understanding that with ascension comes greater abilities and gifts. It is a process. You begin to move forward towards ascension. One of the first things to do, the masters have said, is called cleanliness of the mind. Moving away from the past. Moving the ego away from the past. As the ego begins to disconnect from the past, we ask it to move into a spiritual level and connect with the soul and the higher intelligence. Making a choice right now to allow your higher intelligence to be your guide through every day and every moment of time. Again, this is a process. Be gentle and easy with yourself, giving yourself permission to make mistakes as you begin to hone your skills, your abilities, and your awareness of when your thoughts are not pure and loving. How bad do they feel to you? Then how easy it is to choose to no longer activate those thoughts in your mind. Choosing compassion, choosing allowingness of self, choosing allowingness of others. Choose now, in this moment today, to detach from the illusions you are in and that are around you. You will find your definition of those illusions will shift and grow as you go through this process. As you begin to catch yourself allowing the negative thoughts to come up, it will become easier to choose not to feel bad and to simply let go of that is not loving, that which is not pure. We learn from the past to move into the method of thinking some call a gerbil wheel, of repeating illusion or negativity. We are being asked to reverse that, unwind and change it, unplug from it now. Allowing yourself to begin to develop this process. Allow yourself to be willing to develop this process. It can be equated somewhat to the death process, for indeed you are allowing the death, the old negativity, the old density, the non-beneficial energies, and moving into an alignment of your heart, the pure, the innocence, into ascension. Again, you will learn to hone these skills of yours, of awareness, as the old wounds come up. You will find it becoming easier and easier to heal them, allowing the judgments to be released, allowing yourself to even go beyond the need of forgiveness. As you do this, you will find a level of peace will grow and expand into every fiber of your being. The cells of your body will begin changing. You will begin to move into your light body, discovering it. As you disconnect from the illusions, moving into your ascended body of light, this does not mean that you leave the planet. It simply means you're preparing your body so that you may become one and step fully into this new golden age that is already here waiting for us. Utilize whatever tools you have available in order to hone your awareness, so that you may move into your expansion, so that you may begin living your life in a state of great, pure love. Feel right now into that energy of that love. Feel right now into your willingness to expand, healing all of those old wounds. Just allowing the violet flame of Saint Germain to come in and assist you right now as all these old wounds come up. seeing yourself in the center of the violet flame with Saint Germain and all of his love. Allow him and the violet flame to be supportive of your choices, of moving and evolving up to divinity. I see many of Saint Germain's guardians standing in front of each of you. They're standing in front of you and moving into your heart and pulling out the threads, all of the old history, all of the old wounds. And then they move into every chakra as they come up and open to release from the heart to the solar plex, to the throat, to the sacral, the root, and then the ajna, and then the crown. Just take a couple of breaths, allowing them to assist you to begin this journey to a whole new level of living. Feel the heart expand with love as all of this takes place. Experience and feel the gratitude. Just allow yourself to be in the greater depths of love. And now a beautiful ray of compassion begins coming into you now. Gentle sweetness, tasting of honey. Allow this pure love to expand in and out of every single cell of your body, moving through the cells, in through the DNA, allowing yourself to be wrapped in compassion and this lovingness, allowing yourself to make a commitment right now to this spiritual discipline. Going into the depths of not just knowing yourself, but becoming your truth. Stepping into your light body and learning to embody it, so that you may move into the ascension, into your light body, and into living in the golden age. Take a few breaths and take a few moments now and give gratitude to all of the angels, for Saint Germain and all of his guardians and the violet flame that have assisted you here today in this beautiful clearing of all of those old wounds. With the next breath, take a moment and give gratitude for yourself, for this indeed takes courage. Giving gratitude for all that is in your life. Whenever you feel complete, just taking your time, you may allow yourself to gently bring all of this back with you. All of this love, this light, coming back into the room, into your body, gently anchoring back into your body. Whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes. Namaste.